Thank you for calling CNR International. Our business hours are from 8:30 to 5:30. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now or press 9 for our name directory. For our foreign department, please press 1. For our customs department, please press 2. For our accounting department, please press 3. For our warehouse department, please press 4. If any other question, please press 0 and you'll be transferred to our operator.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling CNR International. Our business hours are from 8:30 to 5:30. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now or press 9 for our name directory. For our foreign department, please...
Using the keys on your touch-tone phone, please enter the name of the party you wish to reach, last name first. Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ray?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Ray. This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yeah, good.
Hey, I know you're pretty busy over there, so I just need a quick 30 seconds here. But we specialize in equipment financing and working capital, and just want to see what you have going on right now that could use some funding.
No, nothing for us right now.
Okay, is there maybe a better time of the year for me to just check back in and, you know, see if you guys have anything coming up?
Maybe beginning of next year, maybe?
In January?
Yeah.
Okay, in the meantime, I guess, is there a good email for me to just shoot over my contact info and,
you know,
way if anything comes up, yeah, you could you have me as a resource.
Ray Song at CNRINTL.com.
Okay, great. And yeah, so like I said, I'll just shoot over my email. It's going to have my contact info, and that way, you know, if anything comes up, I'd love to be able to help you guys as much as possible.
Okay.
And yeah, just looking a little forward now, you know, come January, would you be expecting to be maybe bringing on some new equipment or just trying to open up some capital?
Maybe equipment, but we'll see, because
got it.
When we buy up. But, you know, obviously the rate has to be good. So
yeah, no, and we can definitely have some pretty competitive rates, especially for our equipment financing. You know, we have a pretty quick process here and are able to usually, you know, have great relationships with all of our clients because we can definitely get them pretty competitive rates with whatever they're looking for.
Okay.
So what kind of equipment would you be looking at maybe?
Maybe a forklift.
Oh, okay, forklift. And would you be going new or used for that?
New.
Got it. And so what did this run, like 30K or something like that?
Yeah, somewhere there.
Got it. Okay, so, you know, come January, if you guys expand a little bit, you might be looking for a forklift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you guys already have a couple of them at the moment?
Yeah, we already have, like,
got it.
Quite a few, yeah.
So do you work through a particular vendor, or do you kind of shop around?
We just do Toyota finance.
Oh, okay, got it. And do they offer in-house financing for those forklifts?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Do you guys use them before?
Yes, we have.
Got it. Okay.
And
so
they have a pretty good rate, but yeah.
Yeah. What are they usually able to get you over there?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's pretty low, like 2-3%.
Oh yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Well, so would you say you guys have been growing then this year? If you guys are looking to maybe bring on that additional piece of equipment?
Yeah.
Got it. Is there anything in particular you'd attribute to that growth? Anything?
Just we do a lot of warehousing, 3PL, so, you know, that's why we would need more forklift. But we'll have to see.
Okay.
You know, if we're going to need additional equipment, you know, in January.
Got it. And do you guys have, you know, like a particular time of the year that, you know, business kind of ramps up a little bit? Do you have like a peak season?
Oh, yeah, that's not probably in like like September, August or September. That's the peak season for us.
Okay, got it. And then it, does it kind of slow down during wintertime?
I think January or December, January, that's when it kind of slows down.
Yeah, got it. Do you do anything in particular to kind of like prepare yourself for that? You know, like, do you guys have to like, you know, cut down on size?
No, we sometimes rent the forklift.
Oh, okay. Just for like a short period of time.
Yeah, that's what we do, but.
Got it.
We might need to purchase some, that's why.
Yeah, no, sounds good. I mean, I understand for, you know, particular time frames, renting, you know, kind of works out well. But, yeah, you know, if you guys are grown and everything, you definitely want to be able to get another forklift out there and try and generate as much revenue as possible.
Yeah, just send me your stuff. You guys have a website, right? Let me take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can send you in that email right now. It'll have my contact info as well as a brief summary of the different programs that we do have to offer. And and then we'll definitely be in contact. Come, you said January time is probably the best. Should I maybe just check in like December and see, you know, how things are going then?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be here, but then yeah, just check back January.
Got it. And then, just since we've been talking about the equipment finance here, just wondering, you guys, you said you've done the financing before through Toyota?
Yeah.
Okay, and would you say, I'm sure in order to do that, you guys probably have pretty good credit then, right?
Yeah, we have good credit.
Got it, that's super helpful. Issue, okay. Yeah, and how long have you guys been in business for?
About 14 years.
Oh, see, solid. Yeah, because those are kind of our major factors for, you know, when we do equipment financing. Obviously the type of equipment, you know, goes into play there. But, you know, we'd also say that credit's a major factor, and then time in business helps out a lot. So hearing that is definitely going to be able to, you know, get you better terms, better rates, all that. And it sounds like you're pretty familiar with the equipment financing in general.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So, thinking ahead like that, obviously you still are kind of pondering whether you're going to need it or not. Have you put any thought into if you don't do it, if there's going to be any effect on the business at all?
Well, if we don't do it, it's probably we don't need it. So,
yeah. Got it. So you guys aren't going to be like, you know, missing out on any, you know, possible revenue or anything?
No.
Okay. Cool. Well, so like I said earlier, definitely going to, you know, be in touch with you guys. I'll give you a call and we can just work it all out from there.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Hey, it's been good talking to you, Ray. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.